An open letter to the Minister of Defence. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. To the Honourable Minister of National Defence, with utmost respect and appreciation, you assume a weighty responsibility at a pivotal moment in Lebanon's history. The Lebanese Army and the Ministry of Defence now bear responsibilities that go far beyond their traditional roles in the post-Taif era. Chief among these is the Army's duty to ensure the security of villages, towns and cities south of the Litani River, protecting them from Israeli aggression, in addition to upholding Lebanon's obligations under Resolution 1701. Mr. Minister, the government's ministerial statement has assigned the Army new tasks not previously outlined in past statements. It explicitly acknowledges the state and the Army's responsibility to repel aggression, prevent further attacks, and liberate occupied land, even going as far as to affirm that the Army may engage in war in accordance with constitutional provisions. These are responsibilities that require the Ministry of Defence to establish the necessary conditions for their fulfilment, translating them into concrete plans for government approval and implementation. Foremost among these plans must be equipping the Army with the essential minimum capabilities for defence and liberation. This effort should go hand in hand with a national dialogue on defence strategy led by the government under the President's auspices in pursuit of a future where the state fully exercises its sovereign right to monopolize arms. Mr. Minister, Lebanon lacks the financial resources to indulge in the extravagant military spending, let alone match the capabilities of the occupying army. It falls upon the Ministry of Defence to set clear priorities for essential military procurement, secure competitive bids, establish a feasible payment schedule, and request the necessary budget allocations. Mr. Minister, at the forefront of these priorities must be the acquisition of an advanced air system to shield Lebanese airspaces from the relentless violations. Violations that include airstrikes targeting civilians, infrastructure, Lebanese villages and towns, as well as persistent reconnaissance missions for espionage and surveillance. While any additional weaponry the Army requires will inevitably be scrutinized for its ability to contribute to strategic balance with the occupying forces, an air defense system alone would represent a true turning point. It would not only shift the balance of power between Lebanon and the occupying entity, but also redefine the state's ability to uphold and defend national sovereignty. Mr. Minister, through this letter, we seek to underscore the critical importance of this issue, one that resonates deeply with the broad segments of Lebanese society who cherish their army and country, and who aspire to see the Lebanese army play a decisive role in safeguarding Lebanon, with the highest respect and appreciation.